Well, what were some of, well, the questions here are similar to what I asked about Big Mama. What were some of your father's best personal qualities, and what were bad things about him? What were some of his negative qualities?
Well, he was generous to a fault.
Just like Big Mama.
Yeah.
You said that about
him. Even more so, I think. Anybody who had a sad story to tell could come to Papa and get help. And they knew they could always get help if they'd come to him. As long as they, you know, were trying to lead a decent life. Now, if they were old drunkards, he wouldn't help them. And he and somebody they knew were alcoholics or something. You tell them how sorry they were and say, get out and get a job and get to work. Something like that. But anybody who was trying and had hard luck would come to him for help, and he was very generous. He was much more tender-hearted than he appeared to be. For people in sorrow and sickness. And he was loyal to his friends. Even if they're right or wrong, he'd stick by them.
Well, how was his health in general?
It was good. Good. For years and years and years. I never saw Papa sick in the bed until his mortal illness hit him.
Well, how and when did he die?
He died. He became ill in October or early November. I can't remember which the month was. And died the latter part of December. He was carried to the hospital in Waycross, where they couldn't do anything for him, and then he was referred to a doctor in Atlanta. We took him up there, or they took him up there. You were little and I was in Crawford. And he stayed there for 5 or 6 weeks, maybe. And it was never diagnosed. It was like leukemia. But he didn't test for to have leukemia. It didn't show. They were given blood transfusions. Different members from the family, different men from Pearson went up there, donated blood. And his hemoglobin would rise to normal afterwards. The next day, it would be down again. They could not keep it. The white blood cells would multiply, be extremely high. And I don't know, unless it was a cancer they couldn't find. They said there was a dark spot on his right lung, but they didn't do biopsies then. It was in 47 too, but it must have been some sort of cancer of the bloodstream or this thing on his lung or what. But he wasn't suffering for breath or anything like that.
Did he smoke?
Never. Never did. And he died the 28th day of December. We had carried him out of the hospital as far as Manchester. Had him live there. And we carried him there because he wasn't able to make the trip all the way home. And was going to have to see the doctor again in Atlanta, they thought. But he died there.
He was in Manchester when he died.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you at the time?
I was there.
You were there with him?
I was on Sunday afternoon. And I was up there. And you were at home, and Sherry and Billy were supposed to be watching you. Or Sherry, at least. I think Bill went fishing, and Sherry didn't watch you. And something happened. You fell and had a gap on your face. When I got home, I was so mad.
Oh. How hard was it for you to accept and get over his death?
It was hard. And I won't go over there to Pearson. Of course, Evelyn was there and Mama was there, and they got used to it more. But walking in, having not been there, you know, it hit me over each time, hit me in the face each time. It's like when I go off from here, I can accept this. And when I walk back in, it hits me again every time. But when I get away, I want to come back. And I guess it's that way at home. I kept going over all the time I could.
Is this the place where you feel most like you want to be?
At the present. I probably won't. I don't put that on tape.